This is GQDN for Friday, November the 18th, 2022. In today's news, we have some Starfield update. Oh, what does PETA want this time? And what could be coming next week to Xbox? But today, we start with an IGN.com report. And that says that Sonic the Hedgehog co-creator Yuji Naka has been arrested for being a suspected insider trading for an investment while working at Square Enix. So, Yuji Naka has been suspected about buying 10,000 shares in developer aiming ahead of the announcement of the Dragon Quest Tech mobile game. And that's about $20,000 for the shares. And that was before the announcement of the release. So afterwards, well, other employees were arrested. Suzuki, Sasaki, and Fumuki Suzuki. That combined their totals to around 162,000 shares, valued at $337,000. So this has a big thing going now into Square Enix. And with such a game like Dragon Quest, it does look like big trouble for Yuji Naka. And that's not the only problem that's going around. Eurogamer.net did tell us that NVIDIA has now been served with a lawsuit over the 4090 meltdowns. So we know that the meltdowns have been happening over the RTX 4090 cards. And it's mainly because the people are buying these cards and the cards are too powerful for the PCs that they're trying to put them in. But instead, there's lawsuits going up against NVIDIA. So here's a quote by Lucas Genova. He's the one that filed the lawsuit on November the 11th. And quote, "Had Mr. Genova known about the issue before purchasing the card, he would not have made the purchase. For the quote, defective and dangerous product. Costly, double whammy, a premium purchase price, suggested retail price, $15.99, for a dangerous product that should not have been sold in its current state. But there's more legal stuff coming. In fact, I'm going to go to this one because not legal stuff. Blizzard is planning on some changes to Overwatch 2, once again by Eurogamer. And essentially, they looked at Season 1 and they want the seasons 2 and 3 and further seasons to be more challenging and more challenging as the game goes on. So to do this, they are discussing some support hero reworks, quote, game system updates, and even some worldwide changes to improve support quality of life, unquote. That comes from a Blizzard statement. So we shall see what happens when it goes on with more and more stuff. Now, we get to some trademark news. And Microsoft has trademarked an uppercase P. So, what could this be? Well, the trademark listing did say that the Microsoft P is a geometric design in the shape of the uppercase P and gradient shades from green to blue. That's a quote within the statement. So, this could be a PowerPoint. This could be maybe like a Office-based game software tool. That's what Eurogamer is thinking. We'll see. We will see what happens. Now we go to God of War. Once again, Eurogamer. And they're saying that PETA wants a new mode in God of War so that way they're not beating up animals. So here's their tweet. Okay. Five tasty boy. It's like Grey Wolf Sif all over again. We're asking Sony Santa Monica to create a PETA mode so God of War Ragnarok can be played without violence to animals. Keep in mind that the dog that you're talking about is called Garm, and it is a beast of hell. Moving on, and going back to Overwatch 2, well, now you're going to need your phone again. This comes to us from Kotaku.com, and, well, Blizzard wants you to use the SMS project again because it has been re-enabled. So now if you got a phone, you got to use the phone. Here we go again. Let's get to some positive stuff, shall we? Now we know that Starfield has been delayed, but PCGamesN.com did say that Starfield may be coming to the Game Awards show. So what could happen? Well, if it does go to the Game Awards, could we see some further gameplay? Very, very curious indeed. So I wonder what could happen there. This is going to be very interesting because we know that there's a lot of stuff that's going to come into the Game Awards show. So we will keep our eyes on it. In the meantime, if you're an Xbox player, there are some new games coming out next week, from the 21 all the way to Thanksgiving, the 25th. Okay, Thanksgiving's a U.S. holiday, and I get it. Not everyone that listens to the show does Thanksgiving. But here's the games for next week. Evil West, and that'll be for Xbox Series X and S. Saint Kotar, optimized for Series X and S. Dead Station. And by the way, if I'm not saying what it goes for, then it's for everybody. Finding the Soul Orb. Gungrave Gore. That's November the 23rd as well, and that'll be for Xbox Series X and S and Game Pass. Jelly Brawl. That's Xbox One X. Super Rebellion. Primal Light. That's Xbox Play Anywhere. Legendary Heroes on November the 24th. Oh, Primal Light goes on the 24th as well. Animal Shelter Simulator on the 25th. Run Sausage Run on November the 25th. Robo Lifter for Xbox Series X and S on November the 25th. Oh, we do love our games, don't we? Yes, and tomorrow, not sure when, but we will do the weekly show. So go subscribe to twitch.tv/dawnforge. Give us a follow. You can follow us on at GroupQuest on Twitter. That will tell you when the weekly show comes up too. And you can follow us all at DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production 2022. All rights are reserved. Oh boy, all the damn news. But hey, at least we got games, people.